Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as I pondered how I wanted to express here the satisfactions I've gotten through being involved in LGBTQ rights and issues and our Welcoming Congregation Committee Rainbow Coalition, I was struck anew by the double edge of working for the rights of any group, the fulfillments and the dismay. In recent months, I put together the documentation needed to renew our status as a welcoming congregation. And looking back over the materials having to do with our activities and outreach here, as well as my involvements in other venues, it underscored how slow indeed, to paraphrase the words of Theodore Parker, that the moral arc of the universe does indeed bend very slowly towards justice. For LGBTQ people who have been constantly confronted with the small and hateful attitudes of bigoted and ignorant people and unjust laws that change at only the slowest of paces, justice has been long in coming. Yet in many areas there is reason for hope. The work we do in this congregation broadly manifests the hopes and expectations that we have the desires of the many, that the desires of the many will outweigh the misbegotten endeavors of a few with too much power. The 4.5% of the entire population who identify as LGBTQ are, by and large, facing fewer incursions on their rights than did an earlier generation. And the 7.5% of millennials who so identify and their allies have grown more insistent and, in general, more successful in claiming the rights enjoyed by their straight and heteronormative brothers and sisters. So despite my occasional despair that equalities, one, are too often endangered or regressing towards the bad old days of yesteryear, I do believe that the travails due to the current national political climate shall pass, that work done around the world, around the country, around the state, throughout the county, and here at UUCMC will lead us towards the ideals of inclusivity, affirmation, and welcome. The work of the Rainbow Coalition shall continue. In fact, we're doing a panel discussion on how we here in the United States are doing working towards LGBTQ justice at the Sunday Morning Dialogue week after next. I think I speak for the Rainbow Coalition in thanking the congregation for supporting our actions and activities in our advocacy for equality of our LGBTQ brethren.